Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Shadow Work Guide for Couples by Jennifer Alishon is a relationship self-help book focused on emotional healing, communication, and intimacy within committed partnerships. Positioned within the broader genre of practical relationship guidance, it uses the idea of shadow work to help readers examine hidden fears, triggers, projections, insecurities, and reactive patterns that often drive repeated conflict. Rather than treating relationship problems as simple communication failures, the book frames them as opportunities to uncover deeper emotional material that shapes how partners respond to one another. The result is a workbook-style guide that emphasizes self-awareness, authentic expression, and repair, based on the available descriptions. The book is aimed at couples who feel stuck in cycles of disconnection or unresolved tension and want structured tools for rebuilding trust and closeness. Its focus on trauma-informed reflection and actionable exercises gives it a more psychologically grounded approach than many general relationship advice books. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using shadow work to identify the hidden triggers behind relationship conflict. A central idea in the book is that recurring conflict is rarely just about the immediate argument. Instead, couples are encouraged to look at the emotional triggers, projections, and unacknowledged fears that shape their reactions. This is what gives the book its distinctive framework. It treats conflict as a signal that something deeper is being activated, not simply as a communication problem to manage on the surface. By naming these hidden dynamics, the book helps readers move from blame towards self-observation. That shift matters because many couples repeat the same fights without understanding why the same issues keep returning. Shadow work creates a vocabulary for recognizing the internal material behind external tension, which can reduce defensiveness and make repair more possible. The value of this approach is not that it removes conflict altogether, but that it changes how conflict is interpreted. Instead of seeing an argument as proof of incompatibility, the book suggests it can become information about unresolved emotional patterns that need attention. Secondly, building authenticity so partners can communicate needs more clearly, the book places strong emphasis on authenticity as the foundation for healthy connection. In practical terms, this means helping readers identify what they actually feel and need, rather than defaulting to vague complaints, silence, or reactive criticism. The descriptions indicate that the book offers guidance on how to communicate those needs in a way a partner can truly understand. This is an important distinction, because many relationship problems persist not because partners never speak, but because they speak from frustration, fear, or habit rather than clarity. The authenticity theme also links self-love to relationship health. A person who is more honest about internal experience is usually better positioned to set boundaries, ask for support, and avoid projecting unmet needs onto a partner. The book, therefore, frames communication as more than a technique. It becomes an expression of self-knowledge. That makes this topic especially useful for couples who feel misunderstood, emotionally guarded, or stuck in indirect patterns that prevent real intimacy. Thirdly, conflict resolution as a repair skill, not a win-lose debate. Another important dimension of the book is its practical attention to conflict resolution. The available material suggests it distinguishes between the right and wrong ways to handle disagreements so that issues do not escalate into larger ruptures. This is useful because many relationship guides focus mainly on harmony, while this one treats conflict as an inevitable part of intimacy that must be managed well. The practical value lies in helping couples reduce escalation, interruption, accusation, and shutdown, all of which can turn a solvable disagreement into a pattern of emotional damage. The book appears to frame conflict resolution as a repair process, meaning the goal is not to prove who is right, but to preserve connection while addressing differences honestly. That approach fits the broader shadow work model because it assumes each partner brings emotional history into the present. By becoming more aware of those dynamics, couples can respond more deliberately and less automatically. In this way, the book offers conflict skills that are psychological as well as relational, making them more durable than simple rule-based advice. Fourthly, healing insecurity and trust issues through self-awareness and emotional safety. The book also gives attention to deep-seated insecurities and trust issues, which are often at the core of romantic dissatisfaction, even when they are not spoken directly. Rather than treating trust as a purely behavioral issue, it appears to connect trust repair with emotional awareness and inner healing. That is significant because insecurity often distorts perception. Neutral actions can be interpreted as rejection, and ordinary disagreements can feel like abandonment. Shadow work is well suited to this problem because it asks readers to examine the fears and defenses that distort closeness. The practical implication is that couples can begin to create more emotional safety by understanding what each partner is protecting. This may involve noticing shame, fear of vulnerability, or old relational wounds that keep the couple from feeling secure with one another. The book seems especially useful for readers who want to move beyond reassurance alone and address the deeper conditions that make reassurance necessary in the first place. In that sense, it connects trust not only to behavior, but to internal stability. Lastly, reigniting intimacy, desire, and shared connection through deeper emotional work, the book does not limit itself to conflict and healing. It also addresses how couples can restore desire, adventure, and fun. That broadens the scope beyond problem-solving and places attention on relational vitality. Emotional intimacy and physical closeness often weaken when partners feel unseen, defensive, or chronically stressed. So the book's Shadow Work Framework aims to clear the internal obstacles that suppress affection. Its focus on practical exercises suggests that intimacy is treated as something that can be rebuilt through consistent attention, not just spontaneous chemistry. This matters because many relationship books separate emotional repair from romantic connection, while this one presents them as linked. When partners become more honest, less reactive, and more accepting of the messy parts of themselves and each other, there is more room for closeness and playfulness. The book therefore stands out by combining healing-oriented reflection with relationship renewal. It is not only about fixing what is broken, but also about making the relationship feel alive again through greater presence, vulnerability, and mutual curiosity. In conclusion, Shadow Work Guide for Couples is best suited for readers who want more than generic relationship advice. Couples dealing with repeated arguments, emotional distance, trust concerns, or a sense of being misunderstood will likely find the book most relevant, especially if they are open to self-reflection rather than looking only for partner-centered solutions. Its main benefit is that it reframes relationship problems as opportunities to identify deeper emotional patterns, which can lead to more durable change than surface-level communication tips alone. The book also stands out in its category because it combines shadow work, practical exercises, and a trauma-informed perspective in a way that connects inner healing to partnership skills. That makes it more psychologically layered than many standard relationship guides focused only on conflict rules or affection rituals. For readers willing to engage honestly with their own triggers and defenses, it offers a structured path toward clearer communication, better repair, and stronger intimacy. In a crowded self-help field, its distinctive value lies in linking self-awareness with relational growth rather than treating them as separate goals. If you would like to support Jennifer Alishan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.